Hello and welcome back to As Told by Sarah. I am your host, Sarah. Today we're going to be talking with Maria. She's my little sister. I cannot wait. I am so excited. But before then, I'm going to talk to you guys about something of value. So I just started the PIC board and development training course. It is spread over a total of, I think, 6 months. I don't have it in front of me, but 6 months. And I'm just learning how to be a good board member, how to better serve my community. So my something of value that I took away from my very first meeting that was yesterday is if you do something, go all in. Your reputation depends on it. I think word travels very fast, whether your commitment is all the way in. And I don't know, boards speak. A lot of these community members that serve on boards serve on multiple boards, or they have friends that serve on boards also. So if you're wanting to get involved in your community or wanting to make change, just make sure that when you commit to something, you are doing it 100%. And that is my something of value to give to you guys. Now, what is happening in real estate? We are seeing, it is no lie. Let me just start off by saying that. It is no secret, no lie, that rates are officially going up. And sellers are trying to price their homes accordingly. So we're in this weird transition to where, you know, it's not really a buyer's market. It's not really a seller's market. It's kind of this weird in-between. Buyers are still getting homes at great prices, and sellers are still getting homes at top dollar. So it's just so strange. So if you want to buy, I would do that probably as soon as you can. Rates are going up. It's really important you're jumping on this while your rate is low. It doesn't make a difference if the prices are lower. If your rate is high, it kind of averages out. That is the little secret I have, which is no secret. It just is what it is. So if you have any questions regarding real estate, please reach out to me. An ever-changing market. It changes every day. I'm here to answer any of your questions. So I recently just finished Tuesdays with Maury. Tuesdays with Maury took me probably about 3 days to read because it was such a page turner. I read it every single morning and it made me laugh. It made me cry. It was a page turner. It was absolutely amazing. If you read any book, please go by and read Tuesdays with Maury. One of my favorite quotes from the book is, "If you're trying to show off for people at the top, forget it. They will look down at you anyhow. And if you're trying to show off for people at the bottom, forget it. They will only envy you. Status will get you nowhere. Only an open heart will allow you to flow equally between everyone." I absolutely love that quote. It means so much to me just in general. I just, that's all I can really say about it. It's just such an inspiring book. And it has so many life lessons. So basically the rundown of everything. Maury was dying and he decided to have like kind of these last life lessons with one of his old students every Tuesday. He was there every Tuesday and he answered all his questions and they talked about life, and his student wrote this into a book and it was so beautiful. Again, I finished it in 3 days. I don't remember anything. Another book that I finished in 3 days. So please go out and buy it. You will not regret it. Hey everyone, so we have a special guest today. She is my little sister and she just so happens to be the smartest Ayala. That's what we like to call her. She is our youngest sister, our favorite person to tease. And she's going to be talking to us today about some of the struggles she feels like youth are going through, about her overall life and how we can help. I think that youth today is very misunderstood and she's here to give us a little clarity. Okay, guys, we're here with my little sister, Maria Ayala. Hello, Maria.
Hi.
What a great introduction, Maria. So how old are you?
16.
Do you like being 16?
Age is just a number, Sarah.
Age is just a number.
Yeah.
That's your final answer.
Yeah.
Cool. If you could be any age, what would you be?
I think I'm fine with being 16.
You think you're fine with being 16?
Yeah.
I feel like when I was 16, I wanted to like fast forward. Like I wanted to be like 25. And now that I am 25, it sucks. Like nothing's grand about it.
You want to be 16?
I want to be 16 again. I want to be like, instead of 13 going on 30, I want to be 16, 25 going 16.
Going down 16.
That's how I feel. That's truly what I want to do. So what's your favorite thing about being my little sister?
You make me laugh.
Do you think that I'm funny?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes? You should be funny all the time.
You get me food. Yeah.
Priorities.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. So tell us about yourself. What are you currently doing?
I'm at Poly. I'm a junior. And yeah.
Guys,
I don't play any sports. I'm in like a few clubs.
This is such a riveting conversation, Maria. You're doing so well. This is like an interview, so I'm preparing her for like everyday life, guys. So what kind of extracurriculars do you do?
I'm the treasurer of Save Club.
Wow. Okay, tell us about Save Club. What is that?
It's like a recycling club, and we like go on pickup, like we go to like places and then we like pick up trash and like clean up trash and stuff.
Cool. That's awesome. So what is your favorite subject in school? Again, guys, I did let you know that she is the smartest Ayala. So she gets A's in absolutely everything and she makes us all look very, very bad. So what is your favorite subject? Pre-calculus.
Math.
Pre-calculus.
Yeah.
Couldn't pay me to take that class right now. History was my favorite subject because I'm like good at remembering facts. I feel like math is changing so much all the time. Do you agree with that or do you think that
it's always stayed the same.
It always stays the same?
Yeah.
Like the formulas, is that why?
Yeah, there's always one answer to every single math problem and that's why it's so easy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that. I think that it's so complicated. Like, you have to have a certain brain for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so without math, like, okay, say math is out of the question, what would be your second favorite subject?
I mean, they're all easy, but, like, they're not, like, my favorite. Like, I don't really like lit, but it's easy.
Yeah.
But I don't really like science unless it's physics.
So you're a freak of nature, basically.
Yeah, I like math.
For all your math and physics lovers out there, this is your girl. She needs a job. So if you can hook her up. So what college do you want to go to? What's your dream college?
I want to go to USC.
What would you major in, do you feel like?
Probably business.
Business? Yeah. And what's your dream job?
I don't have one. I don't know what I want to be.
You don't know what you want to do? Do you have like a general idea, just business in general? Do you want to bring a real estate agent? Like,
no,
me?
I don't want to be a real estate.
What? Why don't you want to be a real estate agent?
I don't want to work for someone else.
So you want to have your own business?
Yeah.
What's your ideal business? Like a clothing store? Like a?
I don't know.
Like a restaurant?
No, not a restaurant.
Not a restaurant. We all like to eat though. Mm-mm. Not your jam.
No, not my jam.
Not her jam, guys. You heard her. Okay, so I feel like there's constant conversation about, especially for people my age and older, talking about what the problem is with modern youth. Like, we see things on Twitter, we see things on the news, and we feel like there's all these issues, and everyone has an opinion. So being someone who is a quote-unquote modern youth, what do you feel like the issues are, truly? If there are any.
People think that bullying's an issue, and it really isn't. Okay. I don't think so. To a certain extent, it is, but then it really isn't.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of bullying doesn't go on at, like, Poly that I know of. But I think a lot of the issues is just, like, the priorities aren't straight. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people in high school, they don't have their priorities straight. Like, they just want to have fun now, and, like, that's all they care about. And it's, like, they're going in the wrong direction. And then a lot of people just don't realize, like, bigger issues. Like, they just think about, like, themselves and, like, everything. Like, they don't realize that there's bigger issues. They think that they have the biggest issues in the whole entire world, and they're not considerate of like what other people go through in like other countries, and like they're not aware of like what goes on.
Truly.
Yeah, like within the news. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's a lot of like judgment and like self-centered personalities?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people are really sensitive too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I feel like for years now, people have been drilling the fact that like self-service and making sure you're taken care of and all this stuff. Do you feel like it's been over dramatic, like dramatized to where people are truly taking that so much into consideration? It's like forming their whole lives.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you agree that every kid should get a trophy after they complete something?
No. If you were participated, yeah, that's cool. But, like, if you did something beyond that, then I think you should be rewarded.
Yeah.
Like, nothing comes, like, nothing's given to you in, like, actual life. You actually have to work for it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you feel like you're, like, do you feel the same with classwork? Like, you feel like you truly, like, have to earn those grades?
Yes. Now, like, being a junior, like, it was, I mean, I never really, like, got by through school like with other people's work, but like I see it so much like sophomore year, like so many people would just use other people's work to like get through high school, and like now like junior year, like you really have to do all your work like by yourself, and
yeah, exactly,
and people think it's so hard to do that,
truly. And it's so crazy because I feel like everybody calls Poly the rich kids school, but I never really saw that.
It isn't.
I feel like Poly is so diverse.
It is.
And I feel like if your parents do have money, like, that's the minority.
Yeah.
Like, there's really so many different people there. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like that's still the same?
Yeah. It's very different. There's a lot of different kinds of people, different personalities, different everything.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of sameness.
So do you feel like it's benefiting your life going to public school because you're around so many different people that it's going to benefit you in the long run?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Especially if you want to do something like business, I feel like it's really good for you to be around, right?
Yeah, because like a lot of private schools, there are like mostly like religious private schools, like Christian and like Catholic private schools, and like they all believe in the same things, and it's like in public high school everyone has different beliefs, like there's a lot of people that don't believe in God or they do, and like it's different, like it's, you see different perspectives.
Yeah, definitely.
Which and like you learn to like get along with those people and like to work with those people, like you have to
like compromise almost, right? Like you have to hear everybody out. Which I think is so helpful. Like, I think it's helpful in my career because I help so many different people. And it helps me be able to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So as a community, how do you think we could help understand youth more? Do you think we should include them in more things and actually, like, get to know them a little bit better, or stop reading the news? Like, what do you honestly think?
I think at this age, no, like, a lot of kids don't want to get involved in the community. No one does. And like, it's, you almost like have to force people to want to do it.
Like by requiring like community service. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Great. So what is your take on Riverside? Do you like Riverside as a city?
Yeah, I like Riverside because it's so close to everything in this. Like, I like my school and I like Riverside.
Cool. Thanks, Maria. Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to be playing a game with Maria. All right, guys, we're going to play the famous game, the game that I love, Would You Rather. Are you ready, Maria?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be incredibly rich but never fall in love, or have a happy marriage but be very poor?
Happy marriage but be very poor.
Okay. Would you rather play a team that always wins but always has to play in the rain, or play on a team that always plays in sunny weather but always loses?
Always wins, but it always rains.
So you like to win.
Yeah.
Would you say that you're a competitive person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm like semi-competitive. I don't know. I'm like a cheerleader at heart. Okay, would you rather, this is good, always take a cold shower, or sleep an hour less than you need?
Always take, no. Always sleep an hour less
than you need to. Yeah. So, like, if you have to be up at 6, you're waking up at 5.
Yeah.
Jeez. You're dedicated to your showers, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather go without television for life or give up junk food for life?
Go without television.
Really? Life. You'd rather eat all the food?
Yes, I wouldn't be able to eat chicken nuggets or, like, Chick-fil-A or...
I love Chick-fil-A. They're opening one in Riverside.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I know, me too.
I mean, like, RIP Coco's, but I'm ready for Chick-fil-A.
Me too.
Okay. Would you rather always have to say everything on your mind or never speak again?
Always say everything that's on my mind.
Even if it's, like, in a conference room?
Yes.
With your boss?
Yeah, because then, like, what if you really need to say something and it's, like...
You can't.
You're holding back.
That's true.
And then, like, you know when you're now, like, you just hold back everything that you say? Like, you could just be brutally honest.
That's true. Yeah. So people would, like, maybe hate you.
Yeah, but they would know the truth.
You know, that's so interesting. I honestly would want to go a whole day with people just telling me exactly how they feel about something.
Me too.
Like, I think that would be, cool. Like, the best thing in my life. Okay. So would you rather lose one arm or lose one leg?
Lose one leg.
I'd rather lose one arm. I really would. I can't reach anything anyway. I'm so short. So doesn't matter. Okay. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
Only be able to whisper.
Okay. Now these are the fun questions that I have for you, okay? If you could grow up in any era, what would it be?
80s.
I love the 80s.
Me too.
I mean, I didn't grow up in the 80s, but I like the 80s.
Me too.
Do you feel like it's because of mom and dad?
Yes. The music.
The music.
Sure. Yeah.
My sister and I are huge music lovers. Yes. We love, all of our siblings do. We love music. And I honestly think that, like, mom and dad scarred us for life by being so happily married.
Yeah.
Like, my mom and dad are high school sweethearts. Do you feel the same way?
Yes.
And it's like
oh, that's all you want. Like, you don't want anything less. I'm not going to settle for anything less.
I'm not going to settle for anything less. Like, that's what I want. I agree. Okay. So, if you could dream of your magic lineup, like, who would the people you'd want to see are top five people in concert?
Oh, my God. Okay. Kali Uchis, Lana Del Rey.
Kali Uchis, Lana Del Rey.
Oh my God, Frank Ocean.
Frank, really?
Yes, I would go see Frank Ocean.
Okay. Do you have any throwback artists in there?
Probably not.
You love The Cure.
Oh yeah, I'd probably go see The Cure. SZA.
Okay.
And oh my God.
That sounds like an epic Coachella lineup.
Or probably like The Weeknd or Tyler the Creator.
So was like this last. Okay, was this last Coachella, like, the lineup of your life? Because you named, like, almost every person that was there.
Probably.
There was only two people that you, like, Frank Ocean and The Cure weren't there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's so crazy. Okay, so if you could have dinner with anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Couldn't tell you. I seriously don't know. Someone asked me that question. Like, I think it was with Bling Crew, and, like, I couldn't answer because I don't know. There's, like, so many.
So it would be me.
No.
You'd rather go.
No. I have dinner with you every day, sir.
I have great conversations, though. Okay, well, thank you, Maria, so much for giving us some insight on just everyday life, being a modern-day teenager. Keep going out there and making change.
# relatable teen.
Okay, bye, Maria. You want to say bye to all the listeners?
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Maria, for coming by and giving us just a little bit of insight we needed about today's youth. Thank you, guys. I will see you next week.